Voters in Nashville are deciding the fate of a public transit plan today that could change the face of the city. The proposal, named Let's Move Nashville, calls for nearly $5.5 billion in spending for 5 new light rail lines, 19 transit centers, and 4 new rapid bus lines, among other things. It would be the largest civic project in the history of Nashville and would be paid for mainly by an increase in taxes. Joining us is Tony Gonzalez, reporter at WPLN in Nashville. And Tony, groups both for and against the plan have spent a few million dollars combined ahead of today's vote. There have been attacks on social media, claims of misinformation. Why is the battle so heated?
Anytime there's a proposed tax increase, I think there's going to be a debate. So that's not too surprising. Voters don't often get to weigh in on taxes or the chance to vote directly on this type of project. You know, it's a multi-billion dollar price tag. I think some people just see that number and think it's too much. So the debate has been, yes, this would be a lot of money. Is it worth it? There's an argument about whether the transit would be for sort of millennials or would it help senior citizens? Is it too focused on the downtown area versus the rest of the city? So it's not really just for or against. There are some sort of more nuanced arguments, but it certainly has been heated for the last couple months.
Yes, talk about this unusual divide between pro-transit groups and pro-affordable housing advocates when it comes to the plan. Those two groups are typically on the same side of a lot of issues when it comes to cities. Why are they so divided now?
Yeah, I think politically those groups might be aligned pretty often. But here's what's going on in Nashville. I think if traffic and congestion is one top concern, one of the others is affordable housing. The city's been growing quickly. There definitely has been gentrification. Low-income residents have been displaced or moving to different areas. So folks who are worried about that trend say that this type of spending could be better used on housing, or they just worry that if you're going to, you know, build light rail and encourage more development, that could intensify gentrification. The counter argument is that transit might help low-income people to get around town. The plan also calls for certain amounts of affordable housing along the transit lines. But transit and housing, you know, and thoughts about that are definitely part of the disagreement here.
Nashville is one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S. right now. Isn't this kind of the ideal time to be investing in infrastructure and to build for the future? Is that argument holding any sway?
Well, I think a lot of officials or urban planners would actually say that like 20 years ago would have been the ideal time or even longer ago to kind of get in front of the growth. But yeah, those who want transit and who believe in this plan say that, you know, now is the time to act. The projection is that a million more people will be in this region in the next 25 years, and that most every city that is larger than Nashville right now already has a more robust transit system or maybe already has light rail. So they're arguing that the time to act is now. They're also saying that if this vote fails, there's a chance that it will take several more years before a different plan is put together and taken back to voters. So there is sort of an urgency question in front of people right now.
The city is also a big tourist destination. Would this help or hurt tourism? Hotel and rental car taxes would go up to fund this. But on the other hand, it could potentially make it more appealing to tourists who want to get around the city.
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect description there. I think a lot of people locally think it makes sense that visitors would pay a little more through the hotel and rental car tax to kind of contribute to our service. Tourism is certainly booming here, and I don't think officials see that as a bubble. I mean, there's a giant convention center here, pro sports, music festivals, so they're not really worried about scaring away tourists. They think that's just sort of part of Nashville. And we do know that visitors are often, you know, pretty surprised at how hard it is to get around using the existing bus system, and the new light rail lines would go through the tourism areas. So, yeah, there would be a more cost for tourists, but I think the city thinks it's well worth it.
Before I let you go, what's the energy and turnout been like today? Do you have any sense of which way the vote is likely to go?
It's really hard to say how the vote will end up. I think there's been a little bit of polling that maybe suggests that voters are going to reject this transit plan, but that's you know, not known. There is a ton of energy definitely around this vote. Early voting turnout was really high, And today, there are some lines at the polls. There are extra efforts being made to get people to the polls, to physically help them, rides to the polls to make sure they vote. So this is certainly an abnormally intense and, just the interest is really high here in the city. And I think even beyond Nashville, people are wondering, will Nashville be the next light rail city?
Tony Gonzalez, reporter at WPLN in Nashville, thank you.
You're welcome.